Welcome back to Consider This. Melissa and Sherrod here with you. Now, after hearing from 57 witnesses and evaluating 750 exhibits, the High Court yesterday ordered former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak to enter his defence for 7 charges in the SRC International Trial. This involving the misappropriation of some 42 million ringgit in SRC funds. Now, joining us on the line to help us to shed more light on the current situation, we have Lim Wei Jet, dispute resolution lawyer. Thank you so much for joining us, Wei Jet. Good evening. Now,
good evening, Shah.
Was this court's decision surprising?
Personally, no, but I can't comment further because I didn't participate in the trial, nor have I seen all the evidence. But Najib seems to have taken this in good stride from his social media posts. He seems willing to enter the fray and to tell the nation his part of the story. So if Najib is excited, so should we.
Okay, help us understand some of the kind of reports that have come out, Wajid. I mean, we had reports saying that the judge, Justice Mohammad Nazlan, had opined that the strategic investment vehicle was designed to be used for Najib's personal advantage. Now, when judges speak in this way, when they say that they can infer from evidence or they can construe that that there was a criminal element in the way things were done, Najib's failure, as it were, to avoid conflict of interest, is the judge already in the mind that Najib is guilty?
Not at this stage. So what has happened at this stage is that the judge has found that a prima facie case has been established. Now, prima facie means on the face of it. In the legal context, it means that the prosecution has adduced enough evidence to amount to a conviction, if not rebutted or traversed by the defense. So it is now the duty on the defense to rebut and to traverse the evidence of the prosecution to create a reasonable doubt so that there will be no conviction. So there is no conclusive finding by the judge at this point in time, but the judge has found, at the very least, that elements of the charges against Datuk Seri Najib Razak have been established by the prosecution, and it is now up to the defense to poke holes and attack the prosecution's case.
Wajid, I mean, for many of us who are not familiar with the, I guess, criminal trial process, could we zoom out a little bit and can you help walk us through the different stages of a criminal trial process and where we're at currently?
Sure. But at the beginning of the trial, of course, the charges are being read to the accused. And if the accused pleads not guilty, then we enter into the first stage of the criminal trial process, which is the prosecution's case. So the prosecution will call prosecution witnesses, will adduce prosecution evidence. The accused's lawyer will be able to cross-examine the prosecution's witness and evidence. At the end of that, the judge has to decide whether a prima facie case has been established. If there is no prima facie case, then the defense is acquitted, and the accused is acquitted. If there is a prima facie case, then we enter into the second stage of the criminal trial process, whereby the accused is invited to enter his defense. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the accused can appear himself as a witness. He can call as many number of witnesses as he wants to. The goal of the accused at this stage is to paint a reasonable doubt in the prosecution's case. At the end of that, if the judge believes that there is reasonable doubt to the prosecution's case, then the accused is acquitted. If the judge finds that the prosecution's case has been established beyond reasonable doubt, then a conviction is secured, the person is found guilty, and a sentence will be meted out accordingly. That, in gist, is the criminal trial process.
Okay.
So where we are today is the first stage has been completed, a prima facie case has been established. Now we enter into the second stage where the defense is allowed to adduce evidence and witnesses.
Wait, what about this option that was given to Datuk Seri Najib Razak? When he was said that he could remain silent, he could issue a statement, there were two types of statements that he could have made. Help us understand what are the legal issues behind it. Why wouldn't he remain silent?
All right, so at the defense stage, there are three options available to the accused. Number one, as you mentioned earlier, Sherrod, the accused can remain silent. But he shouldn't remain silent because the very definition of a prima facie finding is that the prosecution has already established its case which would warrant a conviction, and it is now on the accused to rebut that prosecution's case. So if he remains silent, inevitably he he has to end up with the punishment. The second option is if he gives an unsworn statement from the dog. This means that the accused goes to the witness box, gives a statement, but he is not subjected to cross-examination. Now, if you recall, this was what Anwar Ibrahim did in the Sodomy 2 trial. Of course, in this sort of unsworn statement, the probative value of that unsworn statement is very low. The reason is simple, because that evidence is not tested and subjected to the rigors of cross-examination. The third and most common option is for the accused to give a sworn statement from the dog, which means that he goes to the witness box, he gives his statement, and he is subjected to cross-examination. The value of that evidence is no doubt higher than an unsworn statement. So those are the three options that are available by Najib Razak. At this stage, he has chosen to opt for the third option, which is to give a sworn statement from the dog.
Right. Just now you mentioned that this is the second stage, right? So the first stage of the SRC's trial, well, Najib's SRC's trial has stretched for about 60 days now. I think it was April 3rd all the way till October 23rd. Now, is that common, this kind of time frame? How long do you expect trials like these to last, especially since now we're embarking on that second stage?
Yeah, it really depends. It depends on the number of witnesses that will be called. It depends on the number of episodes of conjunctivitis that will happen. It depends on the number of by-elections which Najib is required to attend to. All this is in the discretion of the judge. But we have to understand that in a case as complicated as this, where complex financial transactions are involved, we have to be patient. We have to allow the due process to take its course. Because we are a nation of civilized people, and the international community expects the rule of law to be abided by. So as much as certain quarters want Najib to be convicted as soon as possible, we have to follow the due process as required under the law.
Now, in anticipating what the defence might say, I mean, there are some things in the reports that have come out suggest that the judge has already suggested that the Saudi royalty gift argument he found beyond comprehension. And also he noted that that impropriety was already proven regarding the flow of money from Gadingan Mantari to Ishan Perdana and then into Najib's account. Now, does that mean these areas are not going to be covered by the defence? I mean, what are the likely strategies left for the defence in this case?
Well, what the judge meant at this stage is that the prosecution has established all the elements of the charges. So it is now for Najib to rebut those findings, those preliminary findings that I made, that the judge has made. So he hasn't made a conclusive finding per se in that respect. And he still has, the accused still has the opportunity to rebut and to, you know, to address those kind of issues. And the accused can adopt an array of strategies. And I think one of the strategies that Najib Razak has opted is that he was totally not involved in all of these transactions. It was a grand design by Joe Lowe, and he was being led on. So there are several options that is available to him still. And it will be interesting to see what kind of angle that his legal team will pitch in the defense.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Weijia, and for shedding light onto the criminal trial process. Now, we'll be back with more on Consider This. But before we go for break, here's a quick video of what is next for Najib in the SRC trial.